我们安息日早上的崇拜聚会。
好，亚尼米迪斯拉 ，Let us begin with our Sabbath morning worship。
我们一起唱诗176首。
Let us sing hymn 176。
Be not to fight for him, he will help us all to win. God will always give the victory. Against the might of Satan, he will help us. God will always give the victory.Vanquish every doubt and fear, for the Savior's always here. God will always give the victory.伸手在扶持，我依靠着长长山林。Let the road be rough and long, let the rise of marching song. God will always give the victory.伸手在扶助，我依靠着长长胜利。
我们一起祷告，求主带领我们今天安息日整天的崇拜以及聚会。
We pray together and ask God to guide all the services we have scheduled.
好，一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace to your brothers and sisters.
感谢主赐恩典，在这个安息圣日，我们一同聚集。学习查考圣经上的教训。
By God's grace, we are gathered here once again to study God's word.
我们今天早上要以马太福音的第十一章来作为彼此学习的内容。
This morning, we'll take Matthew chapter 11 as mutual encouragement.
我们如果有机会读过这个马太福音的十一章我们会发现在这里问了三个不同的问题。
If we want to read through Matthew 11, we know that there are three questions posed in this.
这三个问题是由不同的人所问的，问的内容也完全不一样。
And these questions differ in content as well as who asked them.
所以我们今天来看一看这三个问题问的到底是什么。
Well, then analyze today what are these three questions.
对我们又有什么样的教导
？And also what teachings they bring us.
我们请翻到马太福音的第十一章。
Listen to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音第十一章的第一节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 1.
第一节
Verse 1.
耶稣吩咐完十二个门徒就离开那里往各城去传道教训人第二节
2.
约翰在监里听见基督所做的事就打发门徒去第三节
3.
问他说那将要来的是你吗还是我们等候别人呢在这里呢是马太福音的第一个问题。
This is the first question in this chapter.
是由这个施洗约翰所问的。
And the person who asks is John the Baptist.
我们如果看那个问题看了以后会觉得很奇怪。
If we look at the question, we will feel puzzled.
施洗约翰为什么会问出这一个问题来呢
？Why would John the Baptist ask such a thing.
在这里说施洗约翰问说那将要来的是你吗
He asked, are you the one who comes?
还是我们要等候别人呢
Or shall we look for another?
我们从施洗约翰的背景当中可以知道、哦、
From his background, this we know、
哦、在当个世代，在那个世代里面、啊、施洗约翰应该是对耶稣身份最了解的一个人。
At the time, John the Baptist should be one of the persons who know Jesus the best.
而他不只跟主耶稣是亲戚、哦、
Because not only he is relative to the Lord Jesus Christ.
而同时、啊、他们在生的时候、啊啊、施洗约翰的父亲以及、啊玛利亚哇都有很多的神迹奇事出现、哦、
Because his own father and Mary both experienced many miracles and wonders、
哦、所以施洗约翰对主耶稣的身份应该是最了解的人。
Therefore John the Baptist would be the person who most understands the Lord's identity、
哦、所以在约翰福音的第一章里面说到、哦、
And then in John chapter 1 it says
施洗约翰看到主耶稣讲的第一句话、
What was the first phrase spoken by John when he saw Jesus for the first time?
他说看啊神的羔羊啊
Behold the Lamb of God、
哦、所以施洗约翰对主耶稣是非常非常认识的。
Therefore John knew Jesus very very well、
啊、但是一个这么认识耶稣的人
But for a person who knew the Lord that closely
为什么在这里会问出这样的一个问题呢？
Why then would he ask such a thing here in chapter 11?
那要来的是你吗？还是别人呢？
Are you the coming one or is it somewhere else?、
哦、所以啊在这里啊施洗约翰告诉我们一件事情。
Therefore John tells us this in this place、
啊、就是没有一个人是完美的。
Just that no one is perfect.
每一个人都有他信仰的高点以及低点。
And everyone will see peaks and valleys in their faith.
哦，所以有时候啊，有时候我们也会软弱。
Sometimes we'll also grow weak.
啊，就像施洗约翰在这个时候也软弱了一样。
Just like John became weak in this place.
啊，开始来打了一个问号，说是你吗
？And here he poses the question, is it really you?
哦，所以有时候我们不要太自以为啊，坚强哦。
So、sometimes let us not think that we stand firm.
哦，有的基督徒啊，觉得自己非常坚强。
Some Christians think that they are strong.
哦，我有信耶稣啊。
Saying I believe in Jesus.
我有得圣灵啊。
And I have the Holy Spirit.
我有去聚会啊。
I also go to church.
啊，这样就够了，我已经很好了。
This is enough, and for this I am good.
啊，我有一次就遇到一个基督徒这样告诉我。
Once I met a Christian who told me this.
啊，我说啊，来，我们去参加那个，我们去参加布道会哈。
I told them come with us to our evangelical service.
哇，这个信徒已经年纪已经信主信很久了。
And this believer was more senior.
他跟我讲说，哎呀，我不用去参加布道会的啦。
And he said, oh, I don't need to go to an evangelical service.
我参加的布道会比你参加的聚会还多。
Because the evangelical services that I attend are more than the services that you attended.
所以像我们这样的老信徒是不需要参加布道会的。
Therefore, for us, the more senior members, we don't need that.
啊，有时候我们会对自己很有把握啊。
Many times we are very self-confident.
我们觉得说啊，我已经准备好了，我已经啊该做的都做完了啊，就是这样子啦。
And we feel that we are absolutely prepared and ready.
却不知道说一个人的信仰有高点有低点。
Yet we ignore the fact that there are peaks and valleys in the faith.
我们有时候会坚强，但有时候我们也是软弱的。
Sometimes we are strong, but the same token, sometimes we are weak.
啊，所以有时候我们不知不觉可能也会问出来，那将要来的是你吗
？And oftentimes, unconsciously, we ask, "Is it you, the coming one?"
哦，在教会里五年、十年、二十年
，After being in church for 5, 10, 20 years.
一定要在这里才会得救吗？
Is this the only place where we can find salvation?
一定要守这些规矩才能得救吗？
Is it necessary to keep all these commandments to be saved?
啊，有时候啊，就开始打问号，对自己的信仰打上一个问号。
And then sometimes we start to doubt and to question the faith.
那为什么施洗约翰会打出这个问号呢？
Why then did John ask this question at this point?
啊，在这里说，因为施洗约翰在监牢里哦。
The Bible tells that the reason is that he was in prison.
啊，所以有时候啊，当一个人啊遇到环境的困难。
So sometimes when we face a harsh environment.
啊，当一个人啊，祷告没有得到神的回应啊。
When we do not receive a response from God when we pray.
啊，当有一个人啊，人生遇到挫折，神没有给他开路啊。
When our lives faced with obstacles, we see no way out.
啊，有时候我们的信仰就会软弱了。
Our faith then will become weakened.
啊，这个有时候我们看到有些信徒是这样子的。
We see that this happens to some believers.
啊，刚来信耶稣的时候。
When they first come to believe in the Lord.
哇，很灵验呐。
And they are very zealous.
一祷告，问题就解决了。
And they have many experiences in which they pray and they see a resolution right away.
哦，一祷告，生病就好了。
As soon as they pray, their sicknesses are healed.
哇，好像啊，刚信耶稣啊，哇，神迹奇事很多。
It would seem as if believing in Christ brings many signs and wonders to the life.
哎，怎么信主信越久，哎，怎么越来越没有
？Why is it then that the more they believe, the less they experience these things?
为什么好像信主信越久，这个感动越来越少
？Why is it the more they believe, the less they feel? removed.
哦，所以啊，渐渐啊，就渐渐啊，就软弱了。
So、progressively, they grow weak.
那、啊、所以有时候我们啊，当我们祷告没有回应的时候啊，我们就对这个信仰打一个问号。
Sometimes when we pray and we don't hear any response, then we question the faith.
当我们被关到监牢里面啊，神你怎么没有拯救我啊？啊，我们就会对信仰打上一个问号。
When we are in prison and ask God why God didn't you deliver me, then we start to question the faith.
当我们遇到困难啊，神啊，你怎么没有帮我解决啊？我们就打上一个问号。
When we are faced with troubles and we do not see a resolution, we ask God what is going on.
哦，这就是我们啊，这身在困难里呀、啊，有时候信心就软弱了。
This is how our faith can be weakened when we face troubles.
啊，这个有时候是很自然、很正常的，每个人都一样。
This is something normal, even natural.
啊、但是在这里啊，施洗约翰做了一件事情。
Or here John did something.
施洗约翰打发人去问耶稣说：“是你吗？”
In addition, he sent two disciples to ask the Lord if it was him.
哦，所以当你对信仰打上一个问号
，So when you are at a crossroads in your faith,
那、啊、你记得你要问出来。要你要去问去询问
，Remember to ask and to question。
哦，在祷告里面去问神
，To ask to God in prayer。
哦，去问传道
，Ask the preacher。
去问一些老信徒
，Ask the more senior members。
要把自己的问题问出来
，To find the answer to the questions that you have。
啊，有时候我们都不好意思问哦。
Sometimes we are too ashamed to ask。
为什么不好意思问
？And why are we so bashful？
哎呀，一问人家就知道我都不懂啊。
It is because when we ask, people will know right away that we do not understand。
啊，一问啊，人家就知道。啊、我信心不好啊
As soon as we ask, people will know that our faith is not that good、
哦、所以我们不喜欢、啊、不喜欢问、啊、不喜欢人家知道我们不懂、啊、
So we dare not ask、so that people don't know、
啊、可是、啊、在这里、啊、施洗约翰都问了
However, here John himself asked this question
施洗约翰都问说是你吗
Asking, is it you?、
啊、所以我们也可以问、哦、
Therefore, we can also ask
千万不要不好意思
Let us not feel ashamed to ask、
啊、有的信徒很敏感、哦、
Some believers are more sensitive
哇每次、啊、传道说、欸、我去访问你好不好
And when the preacher asks, can I go on a visitation to your house?
你干嘛来我家
And they say, why are you coming to my house?
你干嘛来访问我
Why are you coming to visit me?
我都有去聚会啊
I go to church, don't I?
我很乖啊我没有出事啊
I behave well, nothing happened to me、
哦、所以有的信徒非常敏感因为他不欢迎人家到他家里去
So some believers are sensitive and do not really welcome people to visit them
为什么不欢迎人家到他家里去
What is the reason for this?
因为他怕别人看见他的软弱以及不足
Because they are afraid to show their lack and their weakness、
哦、我们今天不要这样子
But we should not be like this today、
哦、我们要、传道今天要访问你不代表你有问题啊
If the preacher wants to visit you that doesn't represent you have a problem、
啊、访问本来就是工作的一部分啊
Because visitation is merely one of the many tasks、
啊、反而是如果你真的有需要你有困难
On the other hand if you have a true and actual need、
啊、你要更主动的联络负责人、啊、联络人去给你访问
And be more proactive and request a visitation
到你家里去跟你一起祷告
So that we can pray together in your house、
哦、所以有问题没有关系
So if there's a problem that is not really the most important matter、
啊、只要我们把它问出来就好了
As long as we get to the bottom of it、
啊、我们来看一下尼希米记、哦、
Let us turn to Nehemiah
尼希米记的第四章
Nehemiah chapter 4
尼希米记的第四章
Nehemiah chapter 4
尼希米记的第四章的第十九节。
Nehemiah chapter 4 verse 19。
十九节。
19。
我对贵胄、官长和其余的人说：“这工程浩大，我们在城墙上相离甚远。”二十节。
20。
你们听见脚声在哪里，就聚集到我们那里去。我们的神必为我们征战。好。那、啊、这个是以色列人啊，在盖那个城墙。
This is how the Israelites were building the wall.
啊，在这里啊，这个尼希米就告诉他们。
And here Nehemiah tells them.
他说哇，这个城墙很大。
This wall is great.
我们的人不多。
And we are few in number.
哦、啊，所以啊，我们啊要常常啊彼此要保持联络啊。
So let us be well communicated with each other.
因为敌人可能会来攻击你。
Because the enemy can come at any time to
attack. 哦，你一个人打不过他们啦、啊。
And you individually cannot overcome them.、
啊、怎么办呢
？What shall we do then?
你就要吹角。
Then you shall sound the trumpet.
哇，只要一听到角。
角声。
And as we hear the trumpet sound,
哇，大家就聚集在一起为你征战哦。
We'll gather together and fight for you.
哦，这个是我们能够保持胜利的方法。
This is the method by which we can obtain the victory.
啊，这是我们能够抵挡敌人的方法。
This is the method by which we can overcome the enemy.
啊，但是如果你今天啊面对敌人啊
，But today if we are faced with the enemy,
你左看右看只有你一个人。
If you look left and right, but you only find yourself.
哇，敌人攻击过来啦。
And the enemy is rushing on.
哦，有世界上的引诱试探攻击来啦。
And temptations and trials headed your way.
啊，你要怎么办
？What then shall you do?
啊，有的人啊就会拿起号角来吹啊，叫大家来帮我啊。
Some people will take up the trumpet and sound it so that people can come to their aid.
来帮我祷告。
Pray for me, please.
来访问我。
Come to visit me.
哦，来常常跟我一起查经。
Study the Bible together with me.
哦，就拿起脚声就吹号角寻求帮助。
And then with the sound of the trumpet, they call for help.
有些人就不好意思啦。
Other people though are less bold.
哎呀，不要让人家过来啦！哎呀，好丢脸哦。
They say this is shameful. Please don't come.
啊，我就自己上吧。
I'll go to the battlefield myself.
啊，结果就输了。
And then they come defeated.
就被引诱了。
And they become tempted,
就跌倒就失败了。
They fall and they fail.
啊，所以我们今天要认识啊，这场属灵的征战不是一个个人的舞台啊。
Let us have today the knowledge that the spiritual battlefield is not our own show.
我们更不要在这个属灵的路上做一个独行侠，独来独往。
And also let us not be lone rangers in this fight.
啊，因为这是一场团体的战争。
Because this is a group effort.
啊，所以啊，当我们有困难的时候，必须要吹起号角寻求帮助。
And when we are faced with trouble, we should sound the trumpet so that we can have the help of our brothers and sisters.
啊，就像约翰一样啊。早去找耶稣啊！问耶稣说：“是你吗？请你给我一个答案。”
Just like John the Baptist said, calling out to Jesus, saying, "Is it you? Give me an answer."
哦，能够把自己的问题问清楚。
So that we can find the resolution to our question.
我们看马太福音的第十一章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
第四节。
Verse 4.
马太福音的第十一章的第四节
Matthew chapter 11, verse 4.
耶稣回答说你们去把所听见所看见的告诉约翰第五节、啊、就是瞎子看见瘸子行走长大麻风的得洁净聋子听见死人复活穷人有福音传给他们第六节
Six.
凡不因我跌倒的就有福了哈、哦、所以约翰有问题但是耶稣有答案
John had the question. Jesus had the answer.
今天你有问题吗？你有问题，耶稣也有给你的答案。
Do you have questions and doubts today? Jesus still has the answer.
哦，所以耶稣这里怎么回答你
？So how does Jesus reply to you here?
哦，当你对信仰不确立的时候
，When you are not absolutely sure about the faith.
那在这里说，把你所听见、所看见的告诉约翰。
It said here, tell John the things that you see and hear.
你听见什么
？What did you hear?
你听见穷人有福音传给他们。
You heard the gospel being preached to the poor.
你看见什么
？What did you see?
你看见有神迹奇。是瞎眼看见瘸子行走
You saw signs and miracles of the lame walking and the blind seeing、
啊、所以我们今天怎么样能够让我们的信仰再一次的确立
So how then can we be established and firm in our faith、
啊、必须要从两个不同的方向
We need to start from two different aspects、
啊、第一这个地方必须要有福音的真理、啊啊、来作为确定
Firstly there needs to be the assurance of the gospel、
啊、你必须要 在这个地方寻找到真理
We need to find the truthIn this place,
啊，必须要符合圣经
，and it has to be according to the Bible.
哦，这样子，这才是你确立你信仰的方法。
This will then be the method by which we can establish our faith.
啊，我曾经遇到一个慕道者啊、哦。
I once met a truth seeker.
他说啊，就来我们教会慕道一阵子了。
And he had been coming to a church for quite a long time.
哦，他说啊，哇，真耶稣教会道理很好。
He said, "Oh, the truth that you preach is wonderful."
我们都会依照圣经啊去查考。
Because we study according to the Bible.
啊，但是啊，我原本的那个我去的那个教会啊啊，他们都跟你们讲的不跟圣经讲的不太一样。
And what my previous church used to say was completely different from the Bible you read.
啊，我就跟他讲啊，那这样的话，你不是应该就要来这个有真理的地方吗
？Then I asked him, "Then logically, shouldn't you come here where the truth resides?"
啊、他跟我说、啊、可是很挣扎、啊。
He said, "Well, I'm really at a conflict."
为什么很挣扎、啊、
？Why am I undecided?
他说、啊、哇，可是我原本那个教会啊，哇，他们那个唱诗唱得很好啊。
Well, what happens is my original church has a great choir.
哇，他们唱诗的时候，我们大家就手这样一直摇啊，一直摇啊，哇，很感动啊。
And when they sing, we can wave around with our hands up in the air, and it is great.
哇、哦，说感觉很好。
And he said the feeling is great.
哦，可是我们今天信
仰是感觉吗？
But the question is our faith based on feeling?
信仰不是一个感觉。
Faith is not a feeling.
信仰更不是一个感动。
And faith is not a movement.
信仰是依照真理得自由得救。
But faith is to be saved according to the word in the Bible.
而这跟我们感觉好不好没有关系的。
This is totally not related to what we feel.
哦，我说我们今天啊，如果只是追求一种很感性哦，很 sensational， 很有感觉的这种地方啊。
So if we seek a place where we can have very experiences feeling wise，
哦，有时候啊，我们找不到真理的。
Then we probably will not find the.
哦，因为这圣经怎么告诉我们
？Because what does the Bible say？
啊，这圣经告诉我们说，哇，这个圣经使你有得救的智慧啊。
The Bible says that it can give you the true knowledge.
哦，不是说，哦，不是那种很有感觉、很有感动啊，可以让你得救啊。
It is not a good feeling and emotion that will lead you to be saved.
啊，所以啊，今天啊，我们信仰要建立在什么上面
？Therefore, on what shall we establish our faith today？
啊，这里说穷人有福音传给他们，这是你们听见的。
It says the poor have the gospel preached to them, and this is what we hear.
哦，所以你今天来到这里。
So today you have come to this.
你来寻找耶稣。
And you have come to find the Lord.
你要寻找你的信仰。
You come to search for your faith.
你要寻找永生。
You have come to look for eternal life.
请问那个传给穷人的福音，你听见了吗
？Let me ask, have you heard the a gospel that have been preached to the poor?
哦，所以在这里，你所听见的要拯救你。
That which you have heard shall save you.
啊，在这里说还有你们所看见的。
Here it also says that which you see.
啊，看见什么
？What have you seen?
看见瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风得洁净，聋子听见，死人复活。
You see the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers be cleansed, and the deaf hear.
啊，所以啊，你在这里看见什么？看见神迹奇事。
So in other words, you see signs and wonders.
你要听见福音，你要看见神迹。
You shall hear the gospel and see miracles.
哦，所以在真耶稣教会里面有很多神迹奇事啊。
There are there many signs and miracles in True Jesus Church.
哦，有时候觉得说有吗？有吗？怎么没有看到啊
？And your first reaction might be, really, I didn't see any.
啊，那个每个月的那个圣灵月刊啊，你拿回去翻一翻啊。
Just take up the Holy Spirit monthly and see what's inside.
每一个月要出一期啊。
That is a monthly publication.
每一期要有两三个神迹奇事的见证啊。
And in each of them, you see two or three miracles recorded.
怎么会没有神迹呢
？How then can you say that there are no miracles?
啊，你说那些人我不认识啊。
And then you say, I don't know those people.
啊，没有关系哈。
That doesn't matter.
啊，等一下吃饭的时候啊，你就问问你周遭的信徒。
Just sit together with some members when we have lunch and ask them.
啊，我相信每一个信徒啊，一定有神迹奇事可以告诉你的。
I believe that each of our members have miracles that they are willing to share with you.
如果你旁边那个信徒跟你讲、啊哦、我没有神迹奇事，我没有见证。
If you happen to sit with someone who says no, I don't really have any，
你等一下来告诉我。
Then come and report that to me、
啊。我去跟他谈一谈。
And I will give them a talk、
哦。一定有。
You must have experience、
啊。只是我们要去思考。
The only thing is that you need to think about it.
要去数算。
You need to count your blessings、
哦。你会发觉你越算恩典越多。
And you will realize the more you count, the more of God's grace you have experienced、
哦。所以啊，每一个基督徒的生命当中，应该是有神迹奇事的。
Therefore, in our lives, we have the signs and miracles and wonders from God.
好像有神常常每一天站在我们的身边。
Each day we experience God by our side.
哦，所以当你看见神迹奇事
，So when we see the signs and miracles,
啊，你就知道神真的在我们当中。
We know that God is really here among us.
啊，所以啊，神迹奇事可以包括很多种。
The miracles actually encompass many.
那、啊、有的可能是哇，那个病得医治啊，或者是身体的问题得解决啊，人生的困难得解决了。
For some, it is the healing of sicknesses.Or some other problems in our lives being solved.
啊，但是啊，还有一个更大的神迹啊。
But there is an even greater miracle.
一个最大的神迹就是人的生命得改变啊。
The greatest miracle we can behold is the change in our lives.
原本很爱钱。
Some people who originally loved money.
原本只爱钱。
Those who only loved money.
哇，信了耶稣以后，变了一个不一样的人啊。
They completely changed after they believed in the Lord.
哦，不但不爱钱啊。
Not only they not longer love money.
哇，还能够拿钱。出来奉献啊
！But they are even willing to take the money to offer to the church.
原本脾气很坏的
，those who had bad temper originally.
哇，从早上吵架吵到晚上
，who fought from sunrise to sunset.
哇，信了耶稣以后，哇，脾气改变了，变得很温柔。
After they believe in Jesus, they become very gentle.
哦，所以啊，什么叫做最大的神迹
？So then, what is the greatest miracle?
那就是生命改变的神迹。
It is a change in our lives.
哦，我相信在座啊，有很多的信徒啊，对这一点有非常深刻的体验
啊。
I believe that many of us here have a very concrete experience in
信主之前啊，跟大野狼一样啊。
Before we believe in Christ, we were like a wild wolves.
哇，很凶啊，对他对外面的人凶，对家人也凶啊。
We were very fierce and aggressive to people within and without the family.
脾气非常暴躁啊。
We had a very explosive temper.
啊，信主之后完全不一样啊。
After we believe, they completely change.
啊，所以有时候我去跟有些信徒在聊天啊。
And when I talk with some members,
我就跟他讲说啊，感谢主，你有信耶稣啊。
I tell them, thank God that you believe.
要不然我可能只有到监牢里去看你啦。
Otherwise, I would be conducting this visitation.
哦，真的，有的人呐、啊，要是没有信耶稣，你都不知道他会在哪里。
Truly, we do not dare to wonder what would be of these people if they hadn't believed in Christ.
什么叫做神迹？生命的改变，这个就叫做神迹啊。
What is a miracle? It is the change that is wrought in our lives.
哦，所以你要怎么样向一个人证明有神
？How then do you prove the existence of God to others?
两个方法。
There are two methods.
一个就是你自己生命当中的神迹。
First is the miracle in your own life.
另外一个就是你所听见的福音。
And the other is the gospel that you have heard.
只要向人确定说我们所要等的是你、啊、就是你了。
With this, we confirm that that which we are waiting for, the coming one, is you.
啊，使你在这个问号当中得到你的答案。
So that in these questions, in the questions you have, you can find their own answer.
啊，我们看回来，马太福音的第十一章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
第七节。
Verse 7.
马太福音的十一章第七节
Matthew chapter 11, verse 7.
他们走的时候耶稣就对众人讲论约翰说你们从前出到旷野要看什么呢要看风吹动的芦苇吗第八节
8.
你们出去到底要看什么要看穿细软衣服的人吗那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里第九节
9.
你们出去究竟是为什么？是要看先知吗？我告诉你，是的，他比先知大多了。好，那在他们离开之后啊，主耶稣在这里问了一个问题。
As they departed, Jesus asked a question.
而且啊，主耶稣重复一直问啊。
He actually acted in a repeated fashion.
问他们说：“你们要看什么
？”Saying, "Why did you go out to see?
你到底要看什么
？What is it that you expected to see?
你究竟为什么来
？Why have you come?
这个是主耶稣问当代的人的一个问题。
This is what Jesus asked the people of that time.
也是主耶稣今天要问我们每一个人的问题。
And it's also the question that is posed to us today.
嗯，我们来到这里
，We have come to this place.
我们放下自己可以控制的时间，我们拿出自己的时间来到教会。
We had put aside the things that our time all for the sake of coming to church.
我们在这里坐上一个半小时上午，再坐一个小时下午。
And we are seated here an hour and a half in the morning and an hour more in the afternoon.
其实真的很辛苦啊。
And、indeed, it is quite hard to do that.
而且不是一次而已哦。
It is not only one time that we
每一个礼拜你都来。
But we do this weekly.
哦，在这里主耶稣要问你说，你要来看什么
？As you do this, Jesus is asking you, what have you come?
我们有没有问过自己这个问题
？But have we asked ourselves this question？
我们有时候变成习惯性的，每个礼拜时间到就是有来教会。
Sometimes out of habit, when the clock ticks, we come to church.
啊，其实也不错啦，总比不来的好吧
？This is actually not too bad. It is better than not coming.
啊，但是不够。
But this is not enough.
啊，所以主耶稣希望我们能够直指自己的本心呐、啊，看见自己的内心呐、啊。
So Jesus is asking us to look into our hearts and see what is there.
你要看什么
？What did you come to see？
你究竟要什么？
What did you expect to get?
你到底想要什么
？What then did you come to see?
这是我们必须要能够回答自己的一个问题。
We need to find the answer to this question.
那在这里，主耶稣说，你是要看风吹动的芦苇吗
？First, Jesus asked, "Do you come to see a reed shaken by the wind?"
啊，什么叫做看风吹动的芦苇啊
？What is a reed shaken by the wind?
啊，当你到了旷野啊
，When you go to the wilderness,
旷野有什么
？What?What is there?
旷野什么都没有。
There is nothing at all.
哦，就是一堆芦苇啊，在里面摇来摇去啊，摇来摇去啊。
It's just a bunch of reeds that are shaken back and forth by the wind.
啊，所以什么叫做来到旷野看风吹动的芦苇
？So what is it if we come to the wilderness to see reeds shaken by the wind?
就是你根本不知道你为什么在这里啊。
It is that we actually don't know why we are here.
哦，来到旷野啊，为什么来这里
？Why did we come to the wilderness?
哦，那里有芦苇摇来摇去啊，就看这个吧。
Okay, so there are reeds shaking back and forth there.
没有目。没有目标，没有追求，根本不知道原因。
No purpose, no object, no reason for being here.
主耶稣说这样子不行啊。
Jesus says this is not acceptable.
那、哦、所以我们今天不要啊，人云亦，不要只是纯粹的 跟着别人的脚步来到教会。
So today we just don't follow the mob coming to church.
啊，有时候啊，从小在教会里面长大的人哦，会有这样子的问题呀。
Today if we have grown in church, we probably are in such a situation.
哇，从小时候就是参加每个安息日就是来教会。
Because as kids we come to church every Sabbath.
为什么来？因为爸妈说要来啊。
Why do we come? Well, because mom and dad tell us to come.
不来就揍你。
If we don't come, we will be beaten up.
啊，所以我们从小就有来教会的习惯。
So then we establish the habit of coming to church on Sabbath.
这个很好啊，这是从小养成聚会的习惯，是很好的。
This is good to have this habit of coming to church to worship.
啊，这是在我们成长、逐渐的成长之后哦。
But then as we grow,
啊，这个信仰必须要从父母的信仰变成我自己的信仰。
The faith that was originally instilled by the parents needs to become our own faith.
我来不是因为我爸妈要我来。
We come not because mom and dad tell us to.
我来不是因为习惯性的我要来。
We come not because it is already an ingrained habit.
我来是因为我知道我应该要来。
We come because we know that we ought to come.
所以我们来到教会啊，不要这样子，好像没有目标一样啊。
So when we come to church, let us not be aimless.
你要来看什么？看那个风吹动的芦苇摇来摇去吗？
What did you come to see? A reed being shaken.
你来教会做什么？你是跟着大家哇，一群人很热闹就来了吗？
What do you come to do? Because there are many people gathered here.
啊，聚会就睡觉。
And then we sleep during service.
啊，聚会一结束就生龙活虎，精神百倍。
And as soon as the service ends, we are back filled with energy.
哇，那个吃饭的时候哇，口沫横飞，讲得不停。
When we are eating together, we talk and talk and talk.
哎，等一下下午聚会又开始睡觉。
And then during the afternoon service, we go back to sleep again.
哦，所以呀，我们今天来教会啊，教会啊，不是一个社交的团体。
So when we come to church, we need to have the idea this is not a social club.
我们能够来这里认识朋友很好，能够来这里啊，跟信徒有互相有联络是很好的。
It is good and acceptable for us to come here to make friends and also meet our brothers and sisters.
啊，但是这绝对不是我们来教会的主要的目的。
But this is absolutely not the main purpose we come here.
哦，所以不要来教会，你看风吹动的芦苇啊。
So、let us not come to church to see a reed being shaken by the wind.
不要跟着热闹，哇，大家一群人就来来去去啊。
Let us not follow the crowds into the chapel.
啊，因为啊，人会变啊。
Because people change.
环境会变啊。
The environment changes.
哦，所以我们啊，要确立自己的目标。
Let us then be firm and determined in our own goal.
知道你来这里要看什么。
And know why do you come here to
see? 在第八节这里说。
Then in verse 8 it says.
第八节说，你要看什么？是看穿细软衣服的人吗？
But why did you go out to see a man clothed in soft garments?
啊，这个细软衣服的人啊，那你走错地方了。这种人在王宫里面啊。
If you want to see people clothed in soft garments, then you have come to the wrong place. You should go to the palace.
什么叫做穿细软衣服的人？
What are these people clothed in soft garments?
有钱人啊。
They are the wealthy people.
有身份有地位的人呢、啊。
They have status and a high social position.
哦，所以如果你来教会，你要找这样子的人呢、哦。
If you come to church, you look for such people.
啊，那你会失望。
Then you shall go home disappointed.
因为这里没有这样的人。
Because here you shall not find this kind of people.
因为这里是旷野。
Because this is the wilderness.
哦，所以你来了，你如果来寻找穿细软衣服的人、啊，你走错地方了。
And if you go to the wilderness to find people clothed in soft garments, then you have come to the wrong place.
哦，所以如果我们来到教会，有怀着一个不一样的目的哦。
If we have our own agenda when we come to church.
哇，来做做生意呀、啊。
And we come to make connections and network.
哇，来找找有没有什么机会啊，投资的机会。
To find any business or investment opportunities.
哇，要来卖东西呀、啊、
！Or to sell our own things.
啊，主耶稣要告诉你啊，你走错地方啦。
Jesus now tells you that you have come to the wrong place.
啊，因为这里啊，不是穿细软衣服的人会来的。
Because this is not the place where people clothed in soft garments would come.
那、啊、所以有些人啊，他去寻找教会啊，不是因为啊，他去寻找真理啊。
Some people come to church not to seek the truth.
啊，你只要看啊，那个啊，如果是像如果总统去的地方，奥巴马去的教会啊，哇，一定特别多人啊。
If you one day see President Obama at a church, you can be sure that that church will be crowded.
哇，总是看看哇，奥巴马在这个教会，我也去参加。
Seeing Obama is here, then I wanna go see and check it out.
哎，说不定啊，我们会哎在哎刚好在门在那个走廊上遇到啦，跟总统握个手照个相也不错啊。
Maybe just maybe I'll meet him in the hallway and can shake hands with him and take a picture.
哦，或者是、没有总统也没有关系啊，哦，有没有其他的那个其他围绕他 身旁你的有力人士啊。
And maybe even if I don't see the person, I can see some influential people and congressmen.
哇，那个交交朋友啊，做做生意啊，哇，那个不得了啊。
And then if I can be connected to these people, that would be absolutely great.
哦，所以这叫做什么？这就叫找寻找那个穿细软衣服的人啊。
What then shall we call this mentality? It is to seek the people who are clothed in soft garments.
哦，我们一个姐妹啊，有一个姐妹哈、啊，他离开教会很长的一段时间啊。
There was a sister in a church who didn't come to service for quite a long time.
啊，是因为他搬家搬到一个附近没有教会的地方。
Reason being that she moved to a remote area where there was no church.
啊，所以他很多年十几年没有来教会了。
So for tens of years she didn't come to church.
啊，后来啊，在他们家里那边啊，盖了会堂，有了教会，有了会堂。
Then finally there was a church established at her location.
啊，他很高兴啊，就回来聚会了。
She was really joyful and came back to church service.
哦，他先生也跟他来了，他先生不是我们的信徒。
Her husband who is not a believer.Also came.
啊，他先生跟他来教会来了几次啊
？And he came for a couple of times.
然后就回去就跟他讲啊，不行啊，不行啊。
And then he said to his wife, "No, this can't be."
这间教会不行，你不能在这里。
This church is not good. You can't go there.
啊，太太在问说，为什么不能在这里
？The wife then asked, "What is your reasoning?"
人不够多，生意不好做。
He said, "There are not enough people to conduct business there."
哦，所以啊，这个当然他先生不是信徒，所以他先生不懂嘛。
Of course, we cannot blame the husband.Because he didn't understand, given that he wasn't a believer.
啊，但是啊，其实很多人啊来寻找教会啊，目的并不单纯。
But the point we're trying to make is that some people come to church with impure objectives.
啊，主耶稣要告诉你
，Jesus wants to tell you,
你到底来干什么的
？Why did you come here?
你要寻找那个穿着细软衣服的那个有力人士吗
？Did you come to see people who are influential, clothed in soft garments?
你找错地方了，这种人在王宫里面。
Then you have come to the wrong place. You should go instead to the king's house.
啊，当然，你说真耶稣教会里面没有所谓的有力人士吗
？And then you ask, is it true that no one in Jesus' church has any power or wealth?
啊，其实也是有的啦。
Of course, there are some.
那、啊、教会里面也有大公司的老板。
There are also CEOs and supervisors in church.
哦，也有很有钱的人。
There are also many people who are wealthy.
啊，但是这样的人啊，当他进到教会里面来啊，这个细软衣服就丢在门口啦。
But what happens is that when they as soon as they come into church, they disrobe themselves from this soft garment.
哦，所以啊，有一次啊，我去一间教会哦。
There was once when I visited a church.
哦，那个啊，就看到啊，在那个煮饭的弟兄啊，跟那个扫厕所的弟兄啊。哦，那个都是在社会上面有身份、有地位的、啊。
And I look at those who were cooking or mopping the floors, and those were people who were very influential in society.
哇，那个在煮饭的那一个啊，煮饭那个、啊、double PhD 啊，两个博士学位啊。
The one who was cooking actually had two PhDs.
啊，那个在打扫厕所那个、啊、大公司的高级经理啊。
And the brother who was sweeping the floors had a very high position in a company.
你看得出来吗
？But Would you have noticed?
我看不出来。
Absolutely not.
因为他的细软衣服啊，在门口就丢出去了。
Because the soft garment was cast away at the entrance.
哦，所以我们今天来到教会里面。
Today when we step into the church.
啊，不管你在外面有什么样的社会地位成就。
No matter what accomplishment we have achieved outside the church.
或者是你有什么样的学术地位。
No matter what education we have achieved.
啊，当你要进来，请你把你的细软衣服啊留在门口。
Before entering the church, please disrobe yourself from this soft garment.
进来教会，我们都。都是一样的。
Because inside here we are all the same.
啊，所以啊，有一次啊，我到另外一间教会啊。
I once visited yet another church.
那坐在底下聚会啊，其实很有感触哦。
And as I was sitting there in the pew listening to the sermon, I have many thoughts.
因为我看到我旁边啊，坐着一个是一家世界级哈很大公司的总经理啊。
I saw a CEO or similar position such a brother who was working at an international company.
哦，上市公司哦，几十几万人的员工哦，很大很大的公司啊。
And in their company, they have hundreds of thousands of employees.
啊，坐在底下听到。
And he was just sitting in the pew listening.
啊，在台上讲到的那一个弟兄啊，是他的员工啊。
And the person who was giving the sermon was actually his employee.
啊，是他的底下的底下的底下的人啊。
It was someone below him.
啊，但是啊，那个总经理。坐在那里听到，还做笔记啊，很认真啊。
But then this manager was sitting there, even taking notes and listening very carefully.
啊，有时候我在想，如果今天是我啊。
And I'm thinking if I were him today.
我有社会成就，我有地位的。
I have much accomplishment and social status in society.
你只是我员工底下的员工的员工啊。
You are merely under me and you work for me.
你在站在台上，你要教谁啊？
Who do you think you are teaching up there in the pulpit?
那有时候我们那个细软衣服会拿不掉啊。
Sometimes we cannot unstick this soft garment from ourselves.
但是感谢主啊，有的信徒啊，真的啊，非常非常好哦。
We really praise and thank God that some members do this very well.
那个细软衣服啊，就丢在门口不要了。
They really throw it away as soon as they step into the church.
啊，所以我们今天要问问自己啊。
So today we need to ask ourselves.
我们今天来教会，你到底要看什么
？What do you hope to see when you came to church?
你要看那个穿细软衣服的人吗
？Did you come to see those clothes and soft garments?
那你就会失望啊。
Then you shall be disappointed.
因为你走错地方了。
Because you have come to the wrong place.
因为这样子的人啊，是在王宫里面。
Because such people dwell in the king's palace.
啊，当你来这里是寻找细软衣服的人。
When you come here hoping to see the soft garments.
啊，当你的目标不正确。
When your objective is wrong.
啊，你到最后就会失望啊。
Then you will be disappointed.
我们看回来马太福音的第十一章。
Let us return to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的第十一章
Matthew chapter 11
马太福音的十一章第八节
Chapter 11 verse 8
他说你到底要看什么啊是要看穿细软衣服的人吗那穿细软衣服的人是在王宫里面好那这里呢再一次的强调啊告诉我们说啊细软衣服的人不在这里啊
Once again, we want to emphasize that people who are clothed with soft garments are not here.
所以有些人啊他看事情啊很重视那个外表很重视那个外在的显象。
Some people emphasize much the appearance of things.
我前一阵子听一个韩国来的传道刚告诉我们啊。
I heard the encouragement of a Korean pastor,telling us this.
韩国传道告诉我们啊在韩国啊真耶稣教会要传福音不容易哦。
This preacher said that it is not easy to preach the gospel of Jesus Church in Korea.
啊因为啊那个他说啊在那里传福音啊有时候哇翻圣经给大家看啊 给那个慕道者看啊。
He says that when we turn to our verse and show it to a true seeker.
啊这个慕道者说哇你们的道理很好。
They say, wow, your truth is great.
啊你们都符合圣经。
Because it's everything according to the Bible.
啊但是他们都会多问一句哦。
But then they will ask an additional question.
他说啊请问你们教会多少人
？How many people do you have in your church？
啊，我们刚才讲说啊，韩国真耶稣教会、啊、大概三千多人吧。
And we say that in Jesus Church in Korea there are probably 3,000 members。
哦，他说啊，不行不行不行，人太少，我不能去啊，丢脸呐、啊。
He said, no, that is shameful to go to a church that is that small。
我要去那个大间的。
I want to go to the big church。
我要去那个人多的。
Where there are many many people。
啊，这样子朋友问我、啊，我去那个大的大间的啊，才不会觉得不好意思啊。
This way when my acquaintance is asking where do you go, then I would not be ashamed to say I go to this great church.
啊，所以啊，都有时候啊，人就是这样啊。
This is how people are.
人喜欢找那个哇，大间的、漂亮的、宏伟的，哇，人多的。
We like to seek the churches which are big and have a name.
哇，这样子啊，我在里面，哎。感觉你是什么教会？我那个两万人的教会啊。
Then we feel proud when people ask, and we can say that we go to a church where there are 20,000 people.
啊，会觉得蛮有面子的啊。And
we feel that in this way we were not put to shame.
啊，但是主耶稣告诉我们啊，你要找这样子穿细软衣服的人吗
？But Jesus asked, do you really want to go to a place with people clothed in soft garments?
啊，你要找这个宏伟辉煌、漂亮、人多的教会吗
？Do you really want to see this very great and very epic looking?Churches.
啊，很抱歉啊，你来到旷野啊，你就要失望啊。
Then I apologize that you'll be disappointed if you come to the wilderness with this heart.
哦，因为这里没有。
Because there is nothing of this.
哦，所以我们今天不要用那个外在你所看见的来做一个判断啊。
Let us not then judge matters according to their appearance.
啊，因为啊，耶稣没有加行美容。
Because Jesus did not have a very appealing and attractive appearance.
使徒教会是被人家嘲笑逼迫的。
The apostolic church was persecuted and mocked.
今天我们也是一样。
The same thing applies to us today.
我们今天不是着重在啊外表的辉煌啊。啊，要盖得多漂亮，要做得多美。
Today we do not seek the outward and physical glory of this church.
啊，重点是你里面有什么。
But what we emphasize is what is inside.
啊，你里面有没有耶稣基督的生命
？Whether you have the life of the Lord within you.
啊，所以你到底要看什么
？So then, what did you go out to see?
你要看漂亮的，看辉煌的吗
？Do you want to see glorious and beautiful things?
啊，你走错地方了，那个在王宫里面啊。
Then you went to the wrong place. You better go to the king's palace.
哦，所以很多人都听过那个 Woody 传道的见证啊。
Many people have heard the the testimony of Peter Voodoo.
啊，Voodoo 传道他是希腊东正教的，原本他小时候是在希腊东正教长大的。
He grew up in a Greek Orthodox church.
哦，希腊东正教是有千年的传承呐。
And they have actually a legacy of thousands of years.
哇，他那个会堂啊，那个已经不是会堂了，那叫什么 ？Cathedral 哈，那种哇，那个他的那个他的会堂是很大很大很辉煌的。
Their churches or actually cathedrals are very imposing and glorious.
哦，根本就已经是一个艺术品了。
It is in itself an artistic work.
哦，所以啊，他是在这种环境里面长大的。
This is where he grew up in such an environment.
希腊东正教很多人都是非常非常有社会地位跟成就的。
Many of the Greek Orthodox Church believers are very accomplished in society.
啊，你知道当他第一次来真耶稣教会慕道的时候。
Do you know what happened when he came for the first time to truth seeking the True Jesus Church?
哦，那时候波士顿啊还没有买会堂。
At that time in Boston, they didn't have a chapel.
哦，所以啊，他们是在地下室啊，租了一个地下室，在里面聚会，几个人而已啊，五六个人，七八个人而已啊。
But it is what maybe 7 or 8 of them gather in a basement for service.
哦，所以他第一次来，他说这种地方会有神吗
？So when he came, the first thing he thought was.Would God really be in such a place?
真教会怎么会在地下室里面
？How is it that the true church, has service in a basement?
啊，所以他就说啊，就当做自己是被骗了吧。
So he said, well, I just concede that I have been deceived.
啊，既然来了，那就聚会一次吧。
So I surrender and I'll just sit through this one time.
啊，以后不要再来了，当做被骗了就好，被骗一次啊。
I just acknowledge my defeat. I won't come anymore.
啊，所以他就到地下室啊，跟大家聚会一次啊，然后就再也不来了。
So then he came to service and with this mentality of not coming again.
啊，但是他不来以后啊，教会还是继续给他打电话。
And after that, the church kept contacting him.
啊，所以他不好意思啊，所以他又来了。
And he felt compelled.To come again.
啊，来了，得圣灵了。
He came and he received the Holy Spirit.
哇，得圣灵之后啊，对那个信仰完全就改观了。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, he had a complete change in the notion of the faith.
为什么？因为亲手摸到神啊。
Why? Because he was able to touch God personally.
地下室有没有福音
？Is there the gospel in the basement?
地下室有没有真理
？Is there the truth in the basement?
地下室能不能让人得救
？Can the basement lead people to be saved?
可以啊，所以他就脱离东正教了。
Yes, that is why he abandoned the Greek Orthodox Church.
哇，把他爸妈气得半死啊
！And this infuriated his parents.
啊，但是他很坚持啊，为什么？因为他亲手摸到神啊。
But he was very insistent because he touched God personally.
所以他就开始在地下室里面聚会啦。
And then he started to have service in a basement.
哦，所以一个地下室，你怎么能够跟那个？东正教的会堂来比
，How can you then compare a basement to a great Greek Orthodox？
啊，但是外在不重要，重要是里面内涵有什么。
The appearance is not what matters, but what is within.
所以你到底来看什么
？So then, why did you go out to see？
你到底要什么
？What do you hope to obtain？
你想看那个穿细软衣服的人吗
？Do you want to see those clothes in soft garments？
他在王宫，你走错地方啊
！And the king's house is not here.
啊，我们看回来11章
，Let us return to Matthew
第九节
，verse 9。
11章第9节
Chapter 11, verse 9.
你们出去究竟是为什么？是要看先知吗？我告诉你们，是的，他比先知大多了。好，那这里呢？第三次主耶稣在问了、啊，你到底究竟想要看什么
？This is the third time Jesus asked, "What did you go out to see?"
他说：“你要看先知吗
？”Did you hope to see a prophet?
啊，答对了。
Okay, then you have come for the right reason.
但是答案不够好。
But it is not complete yet.
啊，你要看先知啊，那不错了，至少目标目的是正确的。
If you hope to see a prophet, at least your heart is in the right
place. 但是他比先知大多了。
But he is greater than a prophet.
啊，所以如果你只是停留在看先知
，So if you only stop at the stage of seeing a prophet.
哦，那这样子不够哦。
Then that would not be enough.
其实啊，主耶稣在一开始啊，出来传福音的时候啊
，When Jesus started preaching,
很多人出来跟随他。
Many people came and followed him.
其中有包括法利赛人跟撒都该人哦。
There were also Pharisees and Sadducees.
还有文士官长啊，很多人出来啊。
Scribes and officials and many more.
一开始啊，我们不要想说主耶稣跟法利赛人一开始是敌人啊，不是啊。
Let us not think that he was opposed with the Pharisees from the right.
哦，圣经里面。讲说，当主耶稣传在讲道理的时候，很多法利赛人就坐在那边听啊。
The Bible says that when he was preaching, the Pharisees would gather around to listen to him.
哦，所以他们一开始啊，他们是来看先知的。
So in the beginning, they came to see a prophet.
啊，但是他们对先知的认识就只有这样子而已啊。
And their understanding of Jesus stopped at the stage of the prophet.
啊，他们就是在耶稣面前看神迹的。
They came to see the miracle.
哦，所以有些人就跟耶稣讲啊，啊，夫子啊，你再行一个神迹，再行一个神迹啊。
Some people came to Jesus saying.Master, show us another sign.
耶稣说没有神迹给你们看啊。
Jesus says there shall be no sign for you.
为什么没有神迹给你们看
？Why?
因为你的态度跟你的目的不正确啊。
Because your attitude and your purpose are wrong.
啊，他们好像是到那个什么马戏团啊，或者到那个那个魔术表演啊，再行一个神迹，再行一个神迹啊，
like,
看戏呀、啊。
People clamoring for another sign or another miracle at a circus or a magic show.
哦，所以他们为什么会来到这里看先知
？So why then did they come to seek a prophet?
啊，只是想要看看有没有什么新鲜的啊，有没有什么热闹的、啊，有没有什么神奇的啊
？They want to see something new, something fresh.
啊，会不会信耶稣？不会啊，不会信耶稣啊。
But will they believe? No, this is not what they came for.
哦，所以我们今天来到教会也是一样啊。
So today when we come to church, we just think about the same thing.
我们今天不要纯粹是来看热闹，要来看。要看魔术表演啊
！Let's not come here with the mentality of watching a show.
哇，你再变一个这个，你再行一个那个给我看啊
！Do another one, give us another sign, a miracle.
哦，所以啊，我们今天啊，为什么来到这里？我们是要来看先知。
Why did we come here to see a prophet?
是来追求信仰。
To pursue the faith.
啊，但是先知不是我们最终的目的。
But the prophet is not the end goal.
哦，所以我们今天啊，信仰不可以建立在一个人的身上啊。
Therefore, faith cannot be built upon one person.
或者是建立在一些事情的上面
or build upon, several things.
啊，有些人的信仰是哇，你看啊，这个行了一个神迹，哇，我要来信耶稣啊。
Some people come to believe because of a great sign that they saw.
啊，过不久之后啊，别的地方也有神迹啊，他也跑掉了、啊。
Long after when they see a miracle in another place, they go.
一个人的信仰如果建立在这种超自然现象啊，那完蛋了。
A person builds his faith upon supernatural things, then that is calling for trouble.
因为你知道吗？其实啊。不同的宗教啊，每个宗教都有它的那个超自然现象啊。
Because I can tell you plainly that each religion has supernatural phenomena.
哦，所以如果你的信仰纯粹是在看神迹啊，啊，那这样子你的信仰不会稳固的。
So if your faith is based on the miracles you see, your faith will be shaken.
哦，所以这里告诉我们说，你到底要看什么
？The question is, what did you go out to see?
你要看先知吗
？A prophet.
很好。
Good.
但是他比先知大多了。
But here is someone greater than.
你的信仰到底在追求什么
？What do you pursue in your faith？
要看奇怪的事情，要看神迹奇事吗
？You want to see weird and strange and unusual things？
也可以。
That might also be doable.
但是那不是你信仰真正的目标。
But that cannot be the main objective of your faith.
啊，所以我们今天要问问自己，我到底来做什么
？So let us ask ourselves, what have we come here to do？
我是来看热闹的吗
？Have we come here together with the crowd？
啊，有些人说啊，我是来看先知。
Some people say I come to see a prophet.
这个先知很厉害。
This prophet is very powerful.
那个传道讲得好。
And that preacher is very eloquent.
哎，这一个人那个按手会让人得神迹哦。
This minister, you know, when he lays hands, miracles happen.
我就是来看他的。
So I come because of him.
哇，他是我的引导者。
He is my leader and my guide.
哦，我就跟随他，我要跟随他。
I'm a follower of him, and I shall follow on.
有时候啊，人对那个看得见的哦，看得见的比较容易跟随啊。
Many times we are more sensitive and more prone to follow that which we can see.
哦，所以为什么很多人拜偶像
？Why is it then that people worship idols?
因为偶像看得到啊。
Because you can see.The idol physically.
为什么很难拜神
？Why is it hard to worship the true God?
神看不到啊。
Because he is invisible.
哦，所以人总是想要找那个看得见的东西来拜啊。
So people have the tendency of finding things that are visible to worship.
哦，所以我们如果不小心
，and if we are not careful,
我们会开始啊拜传道啊。
We will unknowingly worship the preachers.
我拜一些啊有恩赐、有能力、有口才的啊。
Adore those who are eloquent and have gifts.
啊，其实这就是拜偶像啊。
But this is no different from idol worshiping.
他说你是来看先知吗
？Did you come to see a prophet?
你不要忘了他比先知大多了。
No, do not forget that he is greater than a prophet.
哦，所以我们不要变成人的跟随者啊。
So let us not become followers of others.
我们要做神的跟随者。
But rather followers of the Lord.
我们来看一下马太，我看一下哥林多前书啊。
Let us turn to 1 Corinthians.
我们看哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章的第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 2 and 3.
哥林多前书三章的第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 3.
他说：“你们仍是属肉体的，因为你们中间有嫉妒纷争，这岂不是属肉体照着世人而行吗？”第四节。
Four.
有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们跟世人一样吗？第五节。
Five.
亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事。啊，造神所赐给他们的引导，你们相信。好，那这里啊，这个哥林多教会就出了一个问题哦。
The church in Corinth had a problem.
他们呢、啊，有人说我是属于保罗这一派的。
Because some people say I'm from Paul.
那有人说我是属于亚波罗这一派的。
Say I'm from Apollo's faction.
哦，在这里啊，他们就什么？他们就是跟要来看先知，要跟随先知啊。
Because these people came to see prophets.
啊，结果呢？保罗跟他们讲什么
？What did Paul tell them?
保罗算什么？亚波罗算什么
？What is Paul? What is Apollo?
保罗有帮你钉十字架吗？没有啊。
Was Apollo crucified for you? No.
亚波罗会让你得救吗？不会啊。
Shall you be saved through Apollo?No.
啊、所以啊，当你觉得说我是属保罗，我是属亚波罗的
，So when you feel like you belong to Paul or to Apollos，
我是属于哪一派的？我是属于哪一个传道的
？You belong to this party or that faction？
哇，那你就有问题啦。
Then you have a problem。
啊，因为啊，这些人不能让你得救啊、哦。
Because these people cannot lead you to salvation。
不要把你的信仰建立在一个人的身上啊。
Don't build your faith upon a person。
哦，今天这个传道很有口才。
If the preacher today has eloquence，
所以只要他来领会，我一定到。
Then I check the schedule, and if he is preaching, then I will come.
啊，其他人我不要啊。
For other people, maybe not.
哇，我一定站在他这一边。
And I will be standing by him.
哇，这个传道，哇，一按手就有人得圣灵。
Because when this preacher lays hands, people receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他去哪一间教会，我都一直跟着走。
Therefore, as he goes from church to church, I will follow on.
我是他的跟随者。
And I am his follower.
如果你是这样子的人，那你问题就大了。
If you are such a person, then you have a big problem.
因为亚波罗算什么，保罗算什么
？Because who is Paul and who is Apollos?
无非就是工人，就是仆人。
Merely workers and servants of God.
所以我们信仰不要建立在啊这个先知的身上。
So let us not build the foundation of faith upon the prophet.
要知道啊，他比先知大多了
啊。He is much greater than a prophet.
所以啊，我们今天信仰要确定目标。
Let us know what is the objective of our faith.
在那个变貌山上的时候啊。
In the Mount of Transfiguration.
耶稣在山带门徒到山上，结果耶稣改变形象。
Jesus took his disciples to the mount and he transfigured.
在这个时候啊，有另外两个人出现了。
There were two people who appeared in that vision.
一个是摩西
，One was Moses.
一个是以利亚
，The other was Elijah.
摩西是谁
？Who is Moses?
以色列的民族救星啊
！He is the savior and the star of the Israelites.
摩西律法的开创者
，He is the creator of the Mosaic law.
哇，他是耶稣基督啊，他是神家中全然尽忠的人。
He is he was faithful till the end in the house of Israel.
有比他更大的吗？没有啦。
Is there anyone greater than him? No.
以利亚是谁
？Who is Elijah?
最有能力的先知。
He is the most powerful prophet in history.
可以从天上叫火下来的。
Who can summon up the fire to descend from the heavens?
所以被称为烈火的先知啊。
And therefore, he is called the prophet of fire.
一个人复兴整个国家的信仰。
Single-handed reignited the faith of the whole nation.
哇，叫做黑暗中的明灯啊！
And he is the light in the darkness.
所以耶稣在变貌山上的时候出现这两个人啊！
So in the Mount of Transfiguration, these two people appear.
两个都是伟人。
These two can be called heroes.
两个都是我们哇，这个哇看起来哇太伟大了。
And they seem to be very great.People.
所以啊，有些人可能就哇，我要跟随摩西啊，我是摩西的崇拜者，我是摩西的 fan 啊。
So some people might say, oh, I want to follow Moses because I am his fan.
有人说啊，我要依赖以利亚，哇，以利亚的心智能力啊，我要去做以利亚的跟随者。
Some people say I admire Elijah's power and I shall be his follower.
啊，结果啊，这个圣经上怎么说
？But then what does the Bible say?
他说啊，云彩过来遮蔽大家。
That the cloud covered everything.
啊，结果啊，云彩离开之后啊，独见耶稣一人啊。
And the cloud vanished, only Jesus was there.
所以如果你崇拜摩西
，So if you adore Moses，
如果你是摩西的跟随者
，If you are a follower of Moses，
那你完蛋了，因为摩西没有在那里啊。
Then you are done because Moses is not there anymore.
如果你是崇拜以利亚，你是以利亚的跟随者
，If you admire Elijah and follow him，
那你完蛋了，因为以利亚也没有在那里啊。
Then same thing, you have a problem because that who you admire is not there anymore.
独见耶稣一人
，But they only saw Jesus.
所以我们今天信仰的目标、信仰的对象要确立啊。
So we need to be clear who is the object of our faith.
不要把我们的信仰建立在个人身上，不要搞个人崇拜。
Let us not build our faith upon someone and adore that person.
那个努力的工人，我们要尊重他。
It is true that we should respect those who work hard for the Lord.
但是尊重他绝对不是崇拜他。
But respect cannot become adoration.
所以我们啊要确定我们。独见耶稣一人。
Let us then be sure that we see Jesus only.
那我们看回来马太福音的第十一章。
Let us return to Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音的第十一章的第十六节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 16.
马太福音的十一章的第十六节
Chapter 11 verse 16，
我可用什么比这世代呢？好像孩童坐在街市上招呼同伴说，十七节
17,
我向你们吹笛，你们不跳舞；我向你们举哀，你们不捶胸。哦，那这里呢是主耶稣问出来的又一个问题。
This is another question that Jesus also asks.
主耶稣说啊，我可以用什么来比喻这个世代呢
？To what shall I liken this generation？
啊，这个是主耶稣对当时的世代啊一个非常非常大的感慨。
This is a lamentation that Jesus had to the generation of the time.
他说啊，好像孩童在街上招呼同伴啊。
He said it is like people calling out to the other people.
他说我们吹笛啊，你不跳舞。
Saying we play the flute, but you do not dance.
我们举哀，你不捶胸啊。
Mourn, but you do not lament.
好，这是什么意思
？What is the meaning of?
这告诉我们说，这是一个什么样的世代
？It tells us in what generation we live.
这是一个麻木不仁的世代啊。
It's an insensitive and numb generation.
哦，当一个孩子啊招呼另外一个孩子的时候，哦
，When a child calls upon another child,
很正常，他们一定会玩在一起啊。
The normal thing is for them to start to play together.
有孩子。都知道啊
，and those who have kids know that this is true.
即使啊，两个孩子是不同讲不同话的啊，讲不同种族的孩子啊
，even if the kids are from the different races or speak different languages.
你看那个小孩子很厉害啊。
You know that they have their own method.
一个是中国小孩
，one is Chinese.
啊，可能一个是讲英文的外国小孩
，maybe the other one speaks English.
啊，人家就有本事玩在一起呀、啊。
They somehow can find a way to play together.
还能叽叽嘎嘎两个不同语言叽叽嘎嘎讲得很开心呢、啊。
And without even speaking the same language, they manage to have a very enjoyable conversation.
啊，说问我女儿啊，你知道他在讲什么吗
？So sometimes I ask my daughter, do you know what he's saying?
我知道啊，我知道啊。
Saying yeah, yeah, I do, I do.
奇怪，我都听不懂啊。
But how come I don't?
啊，但是孩子他们有。自然而然的，他们会有互相，会有互动，会有反应啊。
The kids have some sort of interaction that we cannot understand.
啊，但在这里说啊，当这个孩童招呼他的同伴啊
，Now here it says that when a child is calling to another companion,
没有反应。
They have no response.
这个叫做不正常。
And this is abnormal.
但很不幸的，我们现在生活的就是一个不正常的环境啊。
Unfortunately, we live in an abnormal environment.
哦，所以啊，其实从古至今啊，人类一直有追求神、追求信仰的习惯。
So in the past, from the past to today, people have the tendency to seek God.
你看每一个种族、每一个文化都一样。
Look at every nation, every culture, they're all the same.
每一个种族一定有寻求神的本能啊。
Every culture has the ability to seek for God.
所以他们不知道神是哪一位，但是他总是觉得有一个超越一切的力量，他们是寻求神的。
Even though they don't know who is the true God, they have this knowledge that there is someone above all.
每一个文化绝对都有。
Every culture has this sort of concept.
但是一直到我们的现代。
But how about today?
到现代这个无神论啊，否定神啊，尼采说神已经死了。
Today, people do not believe in God and even say that God is dead.
这个叫什么？这叫不正常。
How do we call this? This is called abnormal.
哦，把那个里面那个呼求神的本性压制，这叫不正常啊。
We are suppressing our natural tendency to see God.
但是很不幸的啊，现今的不正常啊，已经被大家所接受了，反而成为正常了。
Unfortunately, this which is abnormal is a commonplace and accepted to the point that it is now normal.
哦，所以在这里说啊，孩童呼召啊。没有回应啊
It says here that the children call upon their companions and there is no response.
啊，这是一个不正常的社会。
This is an abnormal society.
这是一个人失去本性，失去对神的呼召回应的社会啊。
This is a society which has lost its sensibility to seek God.
啊，在这里说，我吹笛你不跳，我举哀你不捶胸啊。
It says here we play the flute, you do not dance, we mourn, you do not lament.
这是麻木不仁、没有感觉的社会啊。
Total numbness and total insensitivity.
甚至于是一个麻木不仁、没有感觉的信徒啊。
And even totally numb and desensitized believers.
啊，不懂得跳舞。
Who do not know how to dance.
啊，就是对真理啊不会喜乐啊，没有欢乐的感觉。
Meaning that they do not rejoice over the truth.
不会捶胸。
They do not lament.
因为啊，对罪恶啊。不感觉痛苦，对罪恶啊没有反应。
Because they do not have any sensitivity or feeling of mourning when they sin.
这就是我们现今的世代。
This is the society in which we live.
哦，所以我们要小心。
So let us be careful.
我们不要成为一个麻木不仁的信徒。
Let us not become desensitized and numb.
哦，因为啊，这是神最讨厌的。
Because this is something that God loathes.
哦，在启示录里面讲哦。
This is what it says in Revelation.
那启示录里面讲到一个老底家教会啊。
There is the Church of Laodicea.
我们来看一下启示录。
Let us turn to Revelation.
我们看启示录的第四，我们看启示录的 第三章哦。
Revelation chapter
3. 启示录第三章第十四节。
Revelation chapter 3 verse 14.
启示录的第三章的第十四节。
Revelation 3:14.
那你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿们为诚实真诚信真实做见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说，十五节。
15.
我知道你的行为，你不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。十六节。
16.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，我就要从口中把你吐出去。好。那这个是神啊对老底家教会的不满啊。
This is the point of dissatisfaction that God had with the Laodicea church.
那什么叫做不冷不热啊
？What is to be neither cold nor hot？
哦，就是半死不活的信徒啊。
It is to be not dead or living。
那你说他是死的信徒吗
？Can you say that this believer is dead？
啊，他就明明有来教会啊。
No, because he or she comes to church。
你说他有活着吗
？Would you say he or she has life？
啊，他对来教会一点感觉都没有啊。
Not really, because they come to church without any sort of feeling。
听到没感觉？听到没有感觉，祷告没有感觉，读经没有感觉。
They have no feeling at all when they read the Bible, when they pray, when they come to service.
哦，所以他到底是活的还是死的、啊、
？So are they dead or alive?
啊、哦，所以说神说啊，这样的人、啊，我把你吐出去啊。
God says that I should spit you out.
不要啦。
I do not want you anymore.
你如果冷啊
，If you are cold,
啊神啊。打你啊，叫你回来啊
！God will chasten you, so you can't turn back.
啊，所以有时候啊，哇，那个离开教会啊，被打一打哇，乖乖就回来啦。
Some people we know that they are chastened by God after they don't come to church and they come back.
啊，那个热的当然没有问题啊，对信仰火热啊，那个没有问题啊。
Those who are hot don't have a problem to begin with.
最怕的就是这种没有感觉的。
But those who we have a problem with are those who have no sensitivity.
啊，所以我们今天来教会，我们今天是一个无没有感觉的信徒吗？
Do we come to church without feeling anything?
好像人在这里啊，却是啊，人在心不在。
And we come here physically, but maybe not mentally.
啊，聚会没有感觉，听到没有感觉。
We feel nothing, no movement at all when we hear the truth.
对神的爱没有感受。
We have no sensation toward God's love.
有信仰也好，没有也没有关系。
To believe is good, to not believe is kind of the same.
遇到信仰的挑战，那妥协有什么问题
？When we are faced with the challenges, then we compromise and we don't feel bad about it.
啊，这样子的、啊。神说吐出去不要了。
And God then will spit it out, saying that He doesn't want us.
我们看以西结书哦。
Let us turn to Ezekiel.
我们看以西结书。
Ezekiel.
我们看以西结书的以西结书的47章啊、
哦。Ezekiel chapter 47.
以西结书的47章。
Ezekiel chapter 47.
第九节
，verse 9，
以西结书47章第九节
，Ezekiel 47:9。
啊，这河水所到的地方，凡滋生的动物必多生活。这流来的水有极多的鱼，海水变甜。这水所到的地方，百物要生活。我们看第11节
，verse 11。
只是泥泞之地和洼湿之处不得治好，必为炎地。哈、哦，这里啊是一个意象
，this is a vision。
那、啊、这意象说啊，有一条河流啊，从神的宝座流出来啊。
And this vision, this river flowing out of the throne of God.
啊，这就是圣灵的生命河水。
And、this is the river of living water of the Holy Spirit.
啊，说啊这个活水流到的地方啊，会改变哦。
And wherever this water flows, there is a change.
有生命啦。
There is new life.
很多动物得到，很多生物得到滋润。
There are many beings that become nourished.
水变甜了，哇，被医治了。
The waters become fresh and people are healed.
本来不好的变成好的。
That which was not good now becomes good.
哦，所以啊，只要这个生命，这个圣灵的河水流到啊，生命就彰显出来了。
So wherever this water flows, life abounds.
但是有一种没有救的啊。
But there is a situation where there is no hope.
十一节说，泥泞之地跟洼湿之处没有救啊。
Verse 11 says that for the swamps and marshes, nothing can be done.
这个河水救不了你啊。
And this water cannot save you.
什么叫泥泞之地、洼湿之处
？What are these marshes and swamps?
就是啊，不是。水、啊、你说它是水它也不是水。
There are those places which you cannot really call a body of water.
你说它是陆地它又不是陆地。
You can neither call it solid land.
啊也不是水也不是陆地。
So it is not land, it is not water.
啊所以不上不下啊这什么都不是。
So it is really nothing at all.
他说这种啊这个圣灵啊救不了你啊。
For this kind of ground, the Holy Spirit can do nothing.
我们今天如果我们的信仰是泥泞之地、洼湿之处哦。
If today our faith has become a swamp or a marsh.
啊，你以为你得祷告得有圣灵就没事啦
？And you think that because you pray in tongues with the Holy Spirit, you are okay.
圣灵也救不了你啊。
the Holy Spirit cannot save you.
为什么救不了你？
Why not?
因为你觉得没有需要啊。
Because you feel no need.
我不需要被救啊。
I don't need to be saved.
有没有信仰没有关系啊。
I don't care if I have faith or not.
有没有圣灵有什么关系？
What does it make a difference to have the Holy Spirit?
进不进天国那个好遥远，那个也没有关系。
To enter into heaven, that's a far away question.
哦，所以如果我们今天啊是这种啊泥泞之地挖石之处
，If today we are like swamp and marshes,
对信仰不冷不热
，and are lukewarm towards our faith,
啊对道理没有感觉
，and we have no feeling towards the truth,
对神没有热心
，we are not zealous for God,
啊对永生没有盼望
，we have no hope for eternal life,
啊这个叫做不冷不热的信徒
，this is a believer that is neither hot nor cold,
啊说这叫做啊麻木不仁的世代
，this is the society generation that has become desensitized,
啊说我们今天不要做这样子的人啊
，let us not be such people,
我们的环境是这样子没有错
，our environment is like this and we can do nothing,
不代表我们必须要变成这样子的人
，but this doesn't mean we have to become like them,
信心要热心啊
，we need to be zealous in our faith,
我们想想自己啊，我们信主信多久了
？Let us think for a while how long we have believed.
想想我们当初洗礼的时候
，and think about the day when we were baptized.
想想我们一开始啊，那个一开始得第一次得圣灵，哇，圣灵浇灌的时候
，the time when we receive the Holy Spirit.
那时候的感觉，那时候的感动。
Let us think about that moment, that feeling.
再看看我们今天自己
，and then let's compare that to ourselves today.
是不是需要做些什么
？Do we need to make any adjustments?
不要活在麻木不仁的信仰当中。
Let us live among this society that is numb.
因为啊，到最后啊，神要把你从口中吐出去啊。
Otherwise, in the end, God will spit you out from His mouth.
哦，所以啊，我们要改变。
Let us change.
我们看回来马太福音的11章。
Let us return to Matthew chapter 11.
18节。
Verse 18.
马太福音的11章18节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse
18节，约翰来了也不吃也不喝，人就说他是被鬼附着的。19节，人子来了也吃也喝，人就说他是贪食好酒的，是税吏和罪人的朋友。但智慧之子总以智慧为是。好，所以在这里呢，这是一个什么样的世代啊
？So what kind of generation do we live in？
这是一个动辄得救的世代啊！你做什么都有人要骂你啊
！It is a generation where everything can be criticized。
他说：“约翰来了，禁食祷告，不吃不喝啊！”人家说啊，疯啦，被鬼附啦。
Jesus says that when John came and he fasted, people thought he was even possessed。
啊，结果啊，耶稣来了，也吃也喝，人家说啊，你好吃懒做，贪食好酒。
And now Jesus comes and goes in the other direction, eats and drinks. People call him a glutton and a wine bibber。
啊，如果今天是你，你要怎么办？
What would you do if it were you?
你是要不吃不喝，还是要又吃又喝
？Would you choose to eat and drink or to not eat and not drink?
啊，不知道啊，不知道怎么办啊
？We do not know what to do.
这就是我们现今身处的世代。
This is the generation in which
你做什么都会有人要讲你啦。
No matter what you do, people will speak bad against you.
有时候啊，讲话很简单啊，嘴皮子一碰啊，话就出来啦。
It is very easy to speak, isn't it?
你做什么哦，人家都能够找得到问题啊
Because no matter what you do, people can find the blemish.
哦，所以如果今天哦，你非常非常在乎别人怎么说。
If today you are very very concerned of what people say.
很紧张啊，人家一讲你什么，哇，我好害怕。
And you are very anxious when people say things about you.
你什么教会？
What church are you from?
哦，真耶稣教会啊。
Oh, True Jesus Church.
哎，你们教会名字很奇怪啊。
That is a weird name, isn't it?
你很自大哦。
Why are you so proud?
哦，好紧张啊！赶快回去传道怎么办？人家说我们教会很自大。
Then you are very anxious and nervous, and go to your preacher saying, "Why is our church so proud?"
哦，你们教会有什么特别
？So what are the main features of your
church? 哦，我们有圣灵，我们祷告啊。
Or the main points where we have prayer in tongues in the Holy Spirit.
哦，就我要看一看，说哦，你们祷告很奇怪哦。
And then when people see, they say that is really strange.
啊，你怎么祷告这么奇怪
？Why do you pray in such a weird way?
哇，一听啊，哇，很难过啊，赶快跑来传道，我们以后不要这样祷告了啦。
And when we hear this, we go back crying to the preacher saying, "Let us not pray in tongues anymore."
那我就遇到一个年轻人这样跟我讲啊。
This is what a youth told me.
传道，我们可不可以不要在教会里面用灵言祷告？
Pastor, can we not pray in tongues inside the church?
啊，我朋友觉得不好。
Because my friends don't like it.
我心里想说，你朋友好不好关我什么事啊
？And I thought to myself, whether your friend likes it or not, it's not
my business. 哦，有时候我们就是这样，我们很在乎别人在讲什么。
Many times we are overly concerned with what others say.
所以我们很害怕，很恐惧啊。
Afraid and in terror.
生怕被人家讲。
We are afraid of people speaking against us.
啊，但是这就是这样的世代，我们现在身处的世代就是这样子。
But the generation in which we live is like this.
你不吃不喝， 人家说你被鬼附了。
If you don't eat or drink, people say you are demon possessed.
你又吃又喝，他说你是贪食好酒。
If you do eat and drink, then people call you a glutton.
不管你怎么做，总是有人能够找到方法来批评你。
No matter what you do, people can find a point of criticism.
哦，所以我们今天啊，智慧之子总以智慧为事啊。
So today we are children of wisdom, and we are justified by this wisdom.
你要知道自己在做什么。
You need to know clearly what you are doing.
我很确定我信什么，我很确定我在做什么。
Know clearly in what you have believed and what you are doing.
啊，这样子你讲什么啊？啊，没有关系啊，你讲你的，我做我的。
Then no matter what people say, I carry on doing my own thing.
今天最怕的是什么
？What is that we fear most today?
最怕的是搞不清楚自己在信什么。
It is that we are unclear in what we believe.
所以别人一讲你就害怕了。
So when people ask, then we are afraid.
啊，别人一讲你就要想要改变。
When people say something, we want to change.
哦，啊，这样子搞到最后啊，像变形虫一样啊，到最后啊就没有信仰啊。
And in the end, we are without a concrete form and have lost all our beliefs.
哦，所以这是一个动辄得救，你做什么都有人会讲你的时代。
So no matter what you do, people will say something.
你知道吗？主耶稣在世的时候啊，他做什么，人家都讲他。
Do you know that this is what happened to the Lord when he was in the world？
哦，你知道吗？那个使徒的时代啊，使徒做什么，人家都讲他们啊。
Do you know that no matter what the apostles is, people will speak against them？
你知道吗？当他们第一次得圣灵的时候
，Do you know what happened when they received the Holy Spirit for the first
time？ 也有人批评啊。
People were also criticizing them。
哎呀。喝醉酒摇来摇去，好奇怪。
These people tumble back and forth, and they are filled with wine.
如果你是一个啊，那个心不定啊，如果你是一个很容易被风摇动的信徒啊
，If you were a member who is easily shaken by the wind,
哇，被人家讲以后，我就不敢在人家面前祷告啦。
And after people talk bad about you, you do not dare to pray anymore before people.
你信的那个耶稣是木匠，穷木匠的儿子啊，哎，好丢脸。
How come you believe in a poor carpenter's son?
啊，被人家讲一次啊，我就不敢再承认，不敢再说我是信耶稣的啦。
After they say that, I feel ashamed and I dare not admit that I am a Christian.
这是一个随便你做什么都有人可以批评你的时代。
So no matter what you do in this generation, you will be criticized.
但是你是智慧之子吗
？But are you a son of wisdom?
你能够像保罗说，我深知我所信的是谁
？Can be like Paul and say I know in whom I believe it.
确定自己的信仰
，and know what your faith is.
啊，明白自己所信的是谁
？And know in whom you have believed.
啊，并且能够坚持自己所信的道理
，and then persist in the truth which you believe till the end.
作为一个智慧之子，总以智慧为事
，and be a child of wisdom, and be justified by this wisdom.
啊，到最后，这个永生的盼望，这个天国的福音，就是你的啦。
Then in the end, the heavenly kingdom and its hope are to you.
我们一起唱诗177首。
Let us sing hymn 177.
上午聚会结束的祷告。
We'll now make the concluding prayer for the morning.
我们在这里有一项代祷事项。
We have a prayer request.
我们请为苏先生哈 ，Wilson 苏哈，请为苏先生代祷。
Let's pray for Mr. Wilson Soul.
他在六月二十号要动心脏的手术。
We'll have heart surgery on June the 20th.
当然我不太知道大家认不认识他哦。
I don't know if you know this true seeker.
我自己也不是很清楚。
Personally, I don't know him that well.
但是没有关系我们在祷告里面求主耶稣特别看顾他。
But no matter what, let us ask God to watch over him.
在人不行的，在神凡事都能哦。
Because what is impossible for man, for God, nothing is impossible.
求主耶稣能够看顾，让他的手术一切都能顺利。
May God watch over him so that the surgery can go smoothly.
我们在祷告当中也要为自己祷告。
Let us also pray for ourselves.
为我们的家人祷告。
For our families.
使我们在这条信仰的路上呢，能够走得稳能够走得好。
So that in this journey of faith, we can tread on firmly.
让我们每一个人最后都能够执行，直到天家。
And all of us can go to heaven in the end.
虽然在世界上有苦难，
although we have trouble in this world,
那可能在世界上被人家嘲笑，
although we are mocked in this world,
甚至为了信仰的缘故，我们吃了亏被攻击，
or even for the sake of the faith, we can be attacked or lost.
但没有关系
But this matters not.
因为神都看见了。
Because God sees it all.
神会按照我们所行的来给我们奖赏。
And he will reward us according to what we have done.
所以忍耐到底的必然得救。
So those who endure till the end shall be saved.
我们请一起到前面来祷告。
Let us now come forward to pray.